much about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Hi, I'm Chuck Woolery, and I'm here to talk to you about catheters.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
We are a capitalistic society. Okay, I go into business, I don't make it, I go bankrupt. They're not going to bail me out. I've been on food stamps and welfare. Anybody help me out? No.
That's hilarious. You should do stand-up.
Holy crap. I don't know who the hell we think we are when we do something like that.
The people you are referring to are hipsters. They walk slowly because they got no place to be, man.
That's pitiful. I mean, it's absolutely pitiful to perform like that. Pitiful.
And now.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for having us. I'm going to introduce you to my oldest friend, and he's a talking monkey. Monkey, here he is, and he speaks. Say hello.
Our feature presentation.
Hello. It is a
talking monkey.
Brand new Kevin and Bean show. It's Wednesday, the 12th of June.
What's going on, party people? How is everybody?
What's happening?
Good.
I have a question for you to get us started before we talk about today's excellent Kevin and Bean show. Why is it that you never see brawls in basketball or football, yet for some reason they can't seem to stop them from happening in hockey and baseball?
Well, hockey, they're not trying.
Right. Why? Why not, though?
They love it.
It's part of the game.
Yeah. It's a bad part of the game.
But baseball, I don't think they're trying hard enough in baseball either, because usually, like in an NBA game, I think the penalties are so stiff, no one does it.
Isn't that curious that they've decided that they're not going to allow it in basketball, yet in baseball it happens all the time?
Right. And what, are you talking about the Dodgers?
Yeah, I want to talk about that brawl from last night. That's what made me start thinking they could stop this if they wanted to, if they suspended you for, you know, 100 games or something like that if you threw a punch, right?
What's the penalty now?
I don't think there is one.
Oh, it's just
Is there a penalty?
I think
Five players were ejected last night, so that definitely happened. But in terms of, I mean, do you even hear about fines and things after fights, Buzz?
Yeah, no, they'll fine you. They'll look at the tape and what happened, retaliations, you know, throwing at batters and stuff, and they'll hand out suspensions because of it and fines.
But obviously not enough.
Not enough, right? Because last night was one of the. I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen more players involved in a brawl. I mean, this was everybody on the team, including the people on the disabled list, were out there throwing pitches.
Really? Well, that's interesting.
Vince Scully said at one point, "I'm not even going to name any names because they're all out there."
And then Ben left the broadcasting booth and went down and threw a couple of haymakers.
Right, exactly. 85-year-old Ben is out there shaking down the umpire. What happened, Muggs? You were watching. Who hit who? Everybody hit everybody? Is that what happened? There were three batters hit, right?
Yeah, it all started in the fifth inning when Diamondbacks pitcher Ian Kennedy threw. I'm sorry. Greinke in the fifth inning threw at Cody Ross.
Okay.
And Cody Ross, ex-Dodger. So that all started it. And then later in the game, Ian Kennedy threw at Puig. And it wasn't just any, you know, regular hit batter. It hit him in the nose. It was a 92-mile-per-hour fastball.
You don't throw the superstar, right? You don't throw it our boy.
And they also figure that if somebody in the major leagues hits a batter, it's on purpose, right? Because they have that kind of control.
Now, it all comes down to how the pitcher
reacts after.
So after he hits Puig, after Ian Kennedy hits Puig, he kind of put his head up like, oh, man, you know, it slipped. I didn't mean it. Puig was on the ground. Everybody at Dodger Stadium's on their feet like, oh, my God, you just threw at our best player at his head, hit him in the nose. So then, later on in the game, Greinke threw at Diamondbacks catcher Montero.
So that's the retaliation. Now why isn't it even at that point? All right, you hit one of our guys, we hit one of your guys.
Right, you think so. Well, Montero didn't like that. Hit him in the back. Take your base. It was obviously a retaliation pitch, but it hit him in the back. It wasn't, you know, career ending or career threatening. Montero, you know, starts walking towards Greinke, you know, benches clear a little bit. But at that point, it was just like, you know, everybody was just kind of, you know, getting out and just seeing what was going on. So then after that, Greinke's up at bat and Ian Kennedy throws right at Greinke's head. And that preceded the most awesome brawl I've ever seen at Dodger Stadium.
That's what I'm saying. If there were more brawls, I'd be in. I'd watch baseball.
Why didn't they throw Ian Kennedy out after the first guy he hit or the second guy he hit?
Because Ian Kennedy, the first guy he hit was Puig, and it looked like, you know, he was trying.
It looked like it was an accident.
It looked like it was an accident. He's like, oh, it slipped. You know, he didn't say, hey, that was on purpose or whatever. But I mean, right after Kennedy threw at Greinke's head, the ump just threw him right out.
It was on.
The ump threw Kennedy out. Kennedy was, walking back to the Diamondbacks dugout, looking at the Dodger players. At this point, you know, benches are clearing. The Dodgers bullpen, everybody in the Dodgers bullpen starts, you know, going after Kennedy, and Kennedy's taunting, like looking at him, like, what are you going to do? Blah, blah, blah. And then Mark McGwire and Don Mattingly go after Kirk Gibson, you know, Dodger all-time legend Kirk
Gibson. What's happening?
Yeah.
He's the manager of Arizona now, Kevin.
Then Henry Aaron came out. What's going on?
and then they dug up Babe Ruth. It was incredible. Now, what about Mark McGwire? Now, he's what? He's a hitting coach for the Dodgers?
The Dodgers, yes.
And he looks like he's still on steroids. Yeah. Like, he looked like he was going to pop a vein in his neck. He was so mad.
Yeah. There's residual steroids with Mark. And, you know, those coaches go after, you know, the Diamondbacks coaches. And everybody's trying to get at Kennedy. And, you know, the Diamondbacks are getting, you know, in the Dodgers' faces. McGwire's, like, you know, throwing people over rails. Skip Schumacher had a guy in a headlock.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is this on YouTube?
Did he give him a noogie?
Oh, yeah.
He was trying to play. Dodgers' Skip Schumacher was trying to get some guy off. Belisario was, like, hitting people, like, slapping their hands. It was crazy. It was all out mayhem.
Wait a minute. There's a full-on brawl and people are slapping each other?
Well, it was like a
yeah, that's ill-advised.
Slap.
Come on.
Well, the Dodgers ended up winning the game, by the way. But, boy, that was...
Finally, an exciting baseball game.
That was something else.
But so you're in, right? You're with me. This is what the sport needs?
No. I think it's disgusting. But I think I'm glad we discussed it because clearly baseball doesn't mind. Clearly they're going to allow it because other sports have figured out a way to stop it, and baseball could too if they wanted to, so they must be fine with it.
Yeah, I guess.
That would be my defense.
I guess
they tried to throw me out of a game. Yeah, but you guys like this.
You don't make the penalty stiff enough. This is fine.
Right.
We're all having fun. All right, so the Dodgers went on to win it with how many players were kicked out? Five?
Yeah.
Five ejected, yep.
Good times.
Good times indeed.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Do not be more specific.
Sorry, have to. Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage.
Yeah.
Jesse Ventura.
Crazy.
Someone needed
By the
to
way,
say it.
You know what Jesse's up to, right?
I don't know.
Talking about running for president.
Okay.
Wow.
You vote for crazy, Kevin. He's your man.
I do vote for crazy. You're right.
But I'm he's a 9/11 truther. He's the guy we need.
But I'm not ready to start talking about presidential elections. I think they should limit that to 1 month.
Yes.
And then
2016 seems like a long time from now.
Unwanted penis photos texted.
Unwanted?
Unwanted,
what?
Yes.
What?
I know that. I know
get
you
that.
Don't understand
what?
That,
I can't
Lisa,
get my head around that.
Some dudes think that's the answer. Some girls are trying to convince them it's not.
Some girls are just uptight.
Yeah.
Right. I guess you can put it that way. We also have Mark Paul Gosselaar and Breckin Meyer coming in talking about Franklin and Bash.
Mm-hmm.
Bean has rediscovered something that we found before and went down the spiral that is YouTube and spent hours watching Let's Paint TV.
I'm re-obsessed. Well, you know what it's like. There can be a TV show that you used to love that you haven't thought about in a long time, and all of a sudden you come across it on cable and you're like, oh my God, I forgot how awesome this show was. And then you just can't stop watching. That's what it's been like. I spent about another 2 hours yesterday on Let's Paint
TV. You did not.
We spent about 45 minutes yesterday in the office going through some of them.
But Bean, you're so busy.
I'm so busy.
So busy. But this is what he's busy with, Lisa.
Yeah,
so he doesn't die. Also, My Strange Addiction, I'm addicted to my breasts on today's
show. Oh, I need to know more about that.
Got some highlights of that.
I'm going to be addicted to that show. Sounds awesome.
So that's coming up, and we're going to continue to qualify you for K-Rock's Festival Flyaway Destination Number 4, which is rockin' Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Yeah.
So that's coming up as well. We'll take a break. We will come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brad Williams in studio with us here on the
show. All right.
Filling in for Ralph Garman today. Hey, Brad, how you been, buddy?
Well, first of all, I want to make this transition from Ralph to me very seamless for you guys, so I grew a mustache myself.
Yeah.
I see that.
Yours is a child molester mustache, though.
I know we have you all day, so I'll have a chance to get into this a little bit more later, but when you posted your Vine of you and your child molester mustache, why Why are you topless in all of your vines? Why are you never wearing any goddamn clothes?
The question I don't think is, it's called topless when you're a guy.
Yeah, well, the question is, why not? Because, you know, I know what the ladies like.
Oh, I see.
The ladies like naked midget.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you certainly do provide that. You can follow Brad on Twitter, @FunnyBrad. And where's the podcast home these days?
The podcast, the About Last Night podcast with my buddy Adam Ray. We just debuted on Jay Moore's Fake Mustache Studios. And we're also on iTunes as well, so you can get it there.
There you go.
Should check it out. All right, you're filling in all day long for Ralph Garman and the Showbiz Beat. What do you got for us now?
Well, first of all, how about I suck up to the fans and give away some tickets?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah!
How about a pair of passes to the K-Rock screening of World War Z? I am looking forward to this movie.
Can't wait.
It's going to be awesome. And the movie comes out Friday, June 21st, but we're going to send you to see it on June 18th at the Arclight in Hollywood, which is, you know, a great place to see a movie. Kevin, right? Wasn't that a great place for you to see a movie?
I love it.
Didn't you have some sort of thing going on
didn't
there?
Didn't have any kind of thing. But they are the best theater.
Well, tell you what. We have five pairs of tickets, so the first five callers to get in right now, 1-800-520-1067. You can go see World War Z at the K-Rock screening June 18th at the Arclight Theater. See yourself some Brad Pitt. Nothing wrong with that. That's going to be a good movie.
Yes. Yep.
All right, let's get to the showbiz news, everybody. According to sources, according to TMZ.com, Justin Bieber may have a new girlfriend. And he, wow, he hit it out of the park this time.
Is that right?
Uh-oh.
Hottest woman on the planet.
Uh-oh.
No.
Miley Cyrus.
No, I don't believe that for a second.
Oh.
No.
My God.
TMZ.com has pictures
first
of...
First of all, let's just back up a second. Hottest woman on the planet
according to Maxim.
And we debated that strongly. That's absurd. But that is what she was named. But go ahead.
On the front page of TMZ.com, they have pictures of the douche troupe hanging out at Beecher's Madhouse at the Roosevelt Hotel Sunday night. It was reported that they were very flirty with each other, and then they left together at 2 a.m.
I feel like they deserve each other.
I think this is where we have to intervene.
Why?
I think this is like Ghostbusters. You don't cross the streams.
Right, but in the end, they did. In the end, that's how they settled it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So maybe they cross each other, and then they both implode.
So they implode, and their con takes two out.
This could be good.
But we were debating, Brad, last week whether, you know, Bieber's on the Virgin Galactic now. He's going to go up into space with all those guys. Ashton Kutcher and Leonardo DiCaprio. And we were all debating whether we wanted that ship to blow up. Although we love Leo, we'd hate to lose him. It might be worth it if we could lose Bieber and Kushner at the same time.
I think
now if he takes Miley Cyrus, though, if they're dating and he takes Miley into space with him,
I think it's a win
for the world.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. But and then also on us, I think Bieber literally wakes up every day and goes, "How could I be more of a douche today?"
Yeah,
because on Saturday, and this is another reason why the rumors are going with him and Miley. On Saturday, his car was spotted leaving Miley Cyrus's home.
Ah,
now let me describe this car. This is not the Ferrari that was caught speeding through Calabasas.
No, this is a much more low key. I don't want anyone to recognize me.
Absolutely,
car.
This is what you do when you're flying under the radar. This is an Audi, a very tricked out, sported Audi, but it's leopard print.
The whole thing is leopard print.
The whole thing. There's a picture of this car on TMZ.com. Do yourself a favor. It looks like a handbag.
That has to be custom only, right? There's no way Audi makes
that. Oh, I imagine so, yeah.
He intentionally went out of his way to have somebody make something that ugly.
Of course.
That's what happened.
That's who he is.
Here's a little bit of the 911 call from when he was driving that other ridiculous car, the Fisker. Remember the Fisker, you guys?
Oh, yeah.
I remember that one.
Sure.
What type of car are you in?
I'm in a Fisker.
A what?
A Fisker. F-I-S-K-E-R.
What kind of car is that?
It's a Fisker.
Yeah, see? Come on, dummy. It's a Fisker.
Just say it again. That'll help.
All I'm saying, cyanide capsule. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Quick.
Do us all a favor.
Easy. Painless. Cyanide capsule.
You can fall on a sword if you want, like they used to way back when.
Moving on. You know, when you have a reality show and ratings might be going down a little bit, what do?
Marry Kanye?
That.
Well done.
Well played, sir.
Yes.
Or you raise the sex appeal. You know, sex sells. So Guess who was spotted on the beach in a bathing suit just last week?
So it's a reality show.
Yeah.
It's having trouble with the ratings.
Yeah. How about
Farrah Abramson? Can't imagine.
No, not Farrah Abramson. How about Honey Boo Boo's mom, Mama June?
Oh, new.
Oh, yeah. New. And I say, oh, yeah, because it looked like the Kool-Aid man out there. Oh, yeah. She went swimming in the Atlantic Ocean for the first time in her life. Never been. And the family vacation to Tybee Island in Georgia.
Nope.
Whoa. Whoa.
Nope.
Oh, man.
That is a bad thing.
Oh, the whole family was in swimsuits and frolicking around.
That's
and
a topless beach, though. A lot of it is.
Yeah.
Tell me that didn't happen.
That didn't happen.
Oh, thank God.
No, you are fat.
They were jumping in the water.
No way. No way. Get real.
Of course, after they jumped in the water, people in Africa were issued a tsunami warning.
Nine!
Of course, the cameras were there, so that will be on an upcoming episode of Honey Boo Boo. So definitely,
look, I
season pass, people.
I'm not saying that fat people don't deserve to be able to go to the beach if they want to. I'm not saying they need to stay in. I'm saying June needs to stay in.
Yeah, she, just her June. Specifically.
She's the exception. Just her. I'm not making fun of all fat people. Just June.
Just June. Let's get to celebrity birthdays, everyone. Sports announcer Marv Albert. Yes! Is 72 today.
Oh, the impressions start again right away.
Let's see that again.
Next hour, I want to hear Marv Albert talking to Chewbacca, please.
I think we can pull it off. Oh, our good friend Jason Mewes is 39 today. Send him a happy birthday message on Twitter. Singer Robin is 34. Adriana Lima.
Yes.
Yes. She's 32. And reality star Kendra Wilkinson is 28 years old today. No bell for Kendra?
Yeah, why not?
It's just sound down. Okay. Well, you know, you can watch her muted.
Yeah.
Those are the celebrity birthdays. I'm Brad Williams, and I pitter patter on the showbiz.
I'm Addicted to My Breasts is the name of the MyStreams addiction episode we're going to be talking about in just a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and unwanted penis photos next hour, too. Plus, Governor Jesse Ventura joins us. A lot of stuff coming up here on K-Rock.
He crazy, by the way, so we're very excited about that.
He's very crazy.
Let's talk about Al Pacino, a guy who has done pretty much everything in the world. He could probably have any movie role he wants.
Mm-hmm.
He probably gets offered a lot he turns down.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
And he was talking recently on during an evening with Pacino in London. He was talking about some of the scripts that he turned down, some of the options that he had.
I love stories like this, by the way, because Hollywood is just filled with iconic roles, roles that have made people's careers. They've gone on, they've won Oscars as a result, and they weren't even the first choice. I mean, you know, we always hear about, Tom Selleck was offered Indiana Jones, for instance, one example, before Harrison Ford. He turned it down. Harrison Ford and made his whole life, right?
Yeah. Seems like Harrison Ford is the guy who's always the second or third choice.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Mel Gibson was offered Gladiator before Russell Crowe turned it down. Ewan McGregor was going to play Neo in The Matrix. He was cast in that role and then decided to leave to go play Obi-Wan Kenobi in the Star Wars movie, as a matter of fact. So that became Keanu Reeves' biggest movie. I mean, it's always fascinating to me to think about what some of those classic movies would have been like with a different actor.
Al Pacino was offered not only Apocalypse Now, but also Richard Gere's role in Pretty Woman.
Really?
Yes.
Totally different movie.
Completely.
I think it would have been creepy.
He was also offered Han Solo.
That's the one that I can't get my head around.
George Lucas said, I want you to, instead of Harrison Ford, I want you to be Han Solo. Now, I can't imagine that now thinking back over the Star Wars series.
Not at all.
And I think it would have been weird even in the 70s when that movie was made because he was Michael Corleone.
He was the Godfather, right?
He was the guy from the Godfather movies. Like, how do you put that guy in Star Wars? I think that would have been a weird choice at that time.
But it was the choice that was made, and it was a final offer to him. They were like, it's yours if you want it.
Crazy. Yeah. Well, we wanted to find out more about this and what it must feel like to see some of those great movies pass you by and not get a chance to be a part of them. So we asked producer Dave if he could line up the great Al Pacino for us, and I think he joins us on the phone now. Hi, Al.
Wow. Kevin and Bean, how are you guys?
Well, we're doing great, Mr. Pacino. Okay.
We were you're doing well, because I'm doing great.
Well, I'm happy to hear that as well.
Wow.
This evening with Pacino that we were just talking about, this event that you did in London, was very interesting for those of us who have been fans of yours and following your career for a long time. You had a lot of interesting
movies that you were offered that you didn't take, it sounds like.
Well, I've been at this for a long time. And so, you know, for every one you take, there's a couple you got to say no to.
Sure, sure.
Just,
makes sense.
Just by sheer timing alone.
Right.
So, yeah, I said goodbye.
So you said
roles that I might have wanted to say hello to.
You said that you could. You said no to Han Solo from Star Wars.
It
was mine for the taking, but I didn't understand the script.
I didn't get it. I didn't get it. Ooh, oh, look at this. He's a Wookiee. Ooh, ah. Oh, okay. Jump to light speed. Ooh. Oh, Ben Kenobi. Oh, the force be with you.
Yeah, didn't seem like your kind of thing.
I don't think it was for me, no.
Yeah, you don't do a lot of science fiction. Did you eventually?
Oh, Luke, let's blow this thing and go home. Ooh, ah.
Been very different.
Darth Vader. You, Vader.
Oh, wow. Wow. Different spin on that take there. Yeah. Did you eventually see the Star Wars movies and you could see what George Lucas was going for?
I did.
Yeah?
I saw
you
the films,
it?
And I still think I was right to say no.
Oh, you
okay.
Do? Okay.
Wouldn't
right.
have been
that's
for
good.
Me. I would have liked to play Princess Leia. Ooh-ah.
I'm not sure you could have pulled that one off.
Ooh. Kiss me, you nerf herder.
Don't know how that would have worked at all. What about some of these other movies you mentioned in the interview, like Apocalypse Now? Now, that's one of the greatest movies of all time. That must hurt you that you turned those roles down.
No, because, you know, Marty Sheen said yes to it.
Right.
He was the one who ended up playing the lead in that film. Gave him a heart attack.
Well, that did happen while I was filming the movie. Yeah, that's true.
No movie is worth dying for.
All right, but I don't think that went with it.
Except maybe Dick Tracy. Ooh, I love that film.
Really? Because I would think that's what you would have regretted saying yes to, Al.
Big boy. Yeah. I want Dick Tracy dead. I got to scream a lot in that movie. I like to scream.
You do like, yeah, you
I'm
certainly
a screamer.
Do. Yes,
we
you are.
Oh, don't get me wrong. You should see me when I somebody.
Okay, you know what? We're not interested
talk
in hearing about
screaming.
Please stop.
Oh, here it.
Oh no, no.
That's right.
No, no, please go away. Stop
good
talking.
Time. You don't
want
to be my neighbor. That's
no.
for sure.
Nope. I don't even want to be on this phone call with you. What other movies did you turn down, Al?
You tell me.
Well, Pretty Woman is on
Pretty
the list
Woman.
Of films. You could have been Richard Gere's part in that movie.
I could have, and I would have enjoyed that, because that Julia Roberts.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's got a great ass!
Okay, you wouldn't have made a lot of noise with her, too, would you, though?
Oh,
well,
Lord!
Okay.
I would have never stopped her.
Okay. All right, Al.
Right.
Thanks for the time.
Pretty Satisfied Woman. That would have been that film.
We got it. We got it. We got to go.
Pretty Woman. Let me your
okay. Bye, bye, Al. My Strange Addiction is one of our very favorite shows. It's on the TLC, which Lisa, I forgot. What's that stand for again?
The Freak Show Network.
That's right.
Is that
that's
the
right.
one? Yeah.
Wednesday nights they do I'm Addicted to Something. And what are we looking at this week, Kevin?
I'm Addicted to My Breasts is the name of it. So, you know, we didn't know exactly what that meant. Does that mean that you can't leave the house because you're entertained endlessly?
that's how it would be for me if I had breasts.
As all guys think that's the way it would happen?
We actually kind of get over it at some point and are able to leave the house.
Well, we didn't
we
know.
We grow used to them.
We didn't know, so I brought in highlights. Here's the announcer describing to you the woman that we're about to talk about, Kayla.
32-year-old Shayla is addicted to her 38 triple K breasts.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yep.
Whoa.
38 triple K.
Whoa.
38 triple K.
That's pretty serious.
Hey, I can't even.
They say later in the show she's a size 0. It doesn't look like she's that small.
I don't think she is because that measurement around under your bust
right.
is 38. So she's not a size 0.
That's what it said. Maybe she was a size 0 in the day, but she's not more than a size 8.
She could be a 6 or 8.
Yeah, that's it.
How many breast implants are there?
Oh, you'll find out.
Okay.
You're just perfect. Beautiful. Gorgeous.
Shayla has spent nearly $250,000 on 22 surgeries.
Where does the money come from?
$250,000. $250,000. 22 surgeries.
Why didn't she just have one surgery and get it all done then?
To achieve her 38 triple K breasts. She's even had ribs removed to fit her 14-pound implants on her size 0 frame.
Okay, they don't do that in this country, right?
She's had ribs removed.
She's had ribs removed.
one of her breasts is bigger than Brad Williams.
They can't do it all at once, Bean, because your skin wouldn't accommodate.
No, she had 22 different ones.
You have to keep doing it more and more.
My breasts is like my babies. I love them just like they're my kids.
You know what's funny about that is most of the time when people say that, they don't have kids. She does.
She has children?
Really? She has a little daughter. And
thing is gonna be
she
smothered.
Views her breasts the same.
Yeah,
she says, I really can't hug my kid like I used to be able to.
God almighty.
From the front. I have to give a piggyback ride or something.
And this is tragic.
And then the announcer continues.
Despite surviving a life-threatening infection and constant back pain, she refuses to have her implants taken out. In fact, she feels they are still too small.
Still too small. Now,
so she's mentally ill, right? That's what we're that's what we're deciding.
Yes.
What's the name of it? Body dysmorphic?
Dysmorphia.
Yes.
Dysmorphia, yeah. She looks at herself, she's not happy, so she thinks I need to go bigger. So here's where she explains, she's done it 22 times. Why not just go as big as you possibly can?
Every time I get plastic surgery done, you know, the first day I think they're big, beautiful. But if I see someone who's bigger than me, I want a bigger.
But her 14-pound implants cause severe back pain.
Yeah, so she's fine with them the first day.
Right.
But then the swelling goes down a little, so they're not quite as big.
But then she said, when I see somebody that has bigger, have you ever seen 38 triple Ks?
She doesn't see anyone bigger.
That's
what
I'm saying.
She is mentally ill.
So all of her friends get together, and they try to say, and they're just having a conversation. She wants to break it to them that she wants to go get bigger breast enlargements. And they don't know yet, so they're just having a conversation about what to do with the kids. Maybe it's spring break coming up. What do we do?
All right, you know, I don't really want to get rid of them, because is that what you mean? I'm not getting rid of them. No, this will never, ever happen.
You can't even tie your own shoes.
Yeah.
That's true. You can't even tie your own shoes. They're not happy when they find out that she's interested in getting them done again.
If she ever had to run for her life, well, she can't.
No, she couldn't at all, no.
Shayla's still not happy with the size of her 38 triple K implants.
Now, do they do that in the U.S., Lisa?
So she wants to go bigger. But she's so large, no U.S. doctor will work on her. So Shayla's decided to go overseas for the procedure.
Where is the money coming from?
I don't know. Great where she's getting question. The $250,000. They never answer that.
Is she married, Kevin?
They never answer that. You don't see a husband. You do see a kid, but you don't see...
He's stuck under the breast somewhere.
A husband. So now she's... This
he's
is where
fallen.
She's,
he can't get up.
This is where she tells her friend she's going to Brazil.
You know what you should do? We should all get together with the kids, like, go have fun.
What are you doing for spring break?
I'm not sure yet, because I have to go to Brazil in March. And
I have to go to Brazil in March.
Why are you going to Brazil?
I want to go to Triple M.
What?
Yeah.
You almost died last time.
I don't think they're big enough. Don't you think this looks small?
No. Shayla, you need to get another infection.
You know, this time is going to be all different. I promise.
Can you please do us a favor and just go get checked before you go to Brazil?
All right. So the friends, as in all My Strange Addictions, ask her to go to a doctor.
And this was
I wonder what the doctor will say.
And the doctor says...
Shayla has undergone 22 breast augmentations to achieve her size triple K bust. And despite suffering a near-fatal infection from recent plastic surgery... She dreams of even bigger implants.
Yeah, sorry, that's just a recap of what she's doing. Then she goes,
what would make you feel happy? What size would, how much more would make you feel happy?
Well, I just want to go my triple M.
Last time, remember, you were really sick. You had a severe staph infection and bacteria poured in you. And we had to do a whole cascade of events in order to save your life.
A whole cascade of events to save your life.
Please don't let her do this.
Sent you to infectious disease doctor. You had to have IV antibiotics for months on end. You were close to losing your life.
And then she leaves the doctor's office and the words come on the screen. Shayla listened to the doctor. She told him she's done. She will never get another implant.
No.
And then you go, fantastic.
Way.
That's great. And then the words come up and go, then she changed her mind and went to Brazil. And now she has triple M's.
No.
Yep.
She's addicted to her breast and eventually they will kill her.
That's correct. Yes. And in the meantime, they look damn goofy.
I want to see.
Look at a picture. I tweeted out the picture. I also tweeted out the link for the YouTube.
Oh, okay, good.
You can watch the whole thing. And,
my God.
You can be addicted to her breasts as well.
Unwanted penis photos is the topic at the top of the hour here on the Kevin Amin Show. And no relation to that statement, but Brad Williams is also going to be here. coming up in about 10 minutes. First, though, I don't know how I got into the YouTube rabbit hole this weekend, but I did, and it happens. We've all been there. And I got stuck on Let's Paint TV. You guys remember Let's Paint TV?
From like, what, 10 years ago?
Well, the show went off the air in 2008. We were fascinated with it for the last few years of its run. It was a cable access show with a guy named John Kilduff, a guy in his 50s, I'm going to guess. He was wearing a three-piece suit, and he was running on a treadmill while he was doing the show for a half hour every Saturday.
And why was he doing it?
While he was running on the treadmill, he was also painting. He was also actually making artwork that he would then sell, by the way. And that's how he made a living, in case we never talked about that before. He made a living as a painter. He also would do something else in addition to running on a treadmill and painting. Sometimes he was playing ping pong. Sometimes he was making pancakes
while running on a treadmill.
Right. Sometimes he was making blended drinks. I mean, the guy was a multitasker. And in fact, the last time we had Mr. Kilduff on, we asked, what do you try to do with your show?
There's always this talk about, oh, multitasking. You can't, you got to scale back. You're doing too much. I say do it all.
Yeah. Poorly. And at the same time. Right, but poorly.
I mean, it's like you gotta expand that brain a little bit. You know, the brain needs to, you know, it needs a little more of an exercise.
So basically, he's trying to get the rest of us to get off our fat asses and start getting something done. And I had so much fun watching that YouTube over the weekend. I wanted to maybe introduce it to some people who haven't been subjected to the magic of Let's Paint TV with some clips from the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the live edition of Let's Paint Exercise. And let's make blended drinks tonight, and we're taking your calls. All these wonderful things that we can do all at the same time. Yes, I'm your host, John Kilduff, and call that number. And in the meantime...
Okay, now I want to point out something that Kevin always loves to mention, is that he is always out of breath.
He starts out of breath.
Right, like 15... He's now 16 and a half seconds into the show, and you can tell he's already panting from running on a treadmill, yet he's still going to keep this up for 30 solid minutes. And you can't believe how much he's sweating by the end of this.
Just a quick note, he's not running, he's walking on the treadmill.
We're going to get to painting, we're going to do some exercising, and of course, we're going to make some wonderful blended drinks. You know, when you're running and doing a lot of exercise, it's good to eat healthy and concern yourself with healthy kind of things. And so we got some wonderful healthy things here today. Banana and an orange. I got some lemonade. And then with the ice, this Meringian, can't pronounce it. It's a lemon flavored ice. And we're going to blend that up for you.
By the way, Muggs, you feeling pretty good about your physical fitness now that you're listening?
Absolutely.
He's tried to do a lot, though.
We got the calls here ready. Are those real calls?
Okay. Now, are those real calls? Now, the reason Mr. Kilduff asked this question is because he's on cable access and no one's watching it except for people who want to call in and clown with him.
Which is why we fell in love with it, because we love prank calls.
Yes.
I don't think he ever took a serious call where somebody wasn't trying to just swear or throw out a gang sign or do something. But the poor guy, his optimism, he keeps going back to the calls and he keeps thinking they're going to be legitimate and they never are.
We'll take those calls right now. And we'll
take our line 5, please, John.
Line 5, thank you, Johnny. Hi, caller, line 5, what's your name, where are you calling from?
Hey, bro, this is Bruce, I'm calling from Santa Monica.
Hi, Bruce, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I just want to say that, you know, it's great what you're doing right here with all the stuff that's going on, all the war and all that. What you're doing is like a lighter side of everything. And
cool.
You got us all going, you know.
All right, man.
And I know juices are the way to go, you know. I mean,
definitely.
It keeps you healthy. And and this is Santa Monica, mess, gang.
All right.
Okay. Santa Monica, that's where Santa Monica began. That's where the guy started calling in. And was it the same guy who was calling Kilduff who was calling us?
I don't think so. I think it was a different person who would then call us and go,
"This is Santa Monica."
So I don't think it was the same guy, but it's a gang that kept calling him and calling him and calling him. And it was awesome.
He is so frustrated because every time, like, that guy did the perfect prank thing, which is to start off the first 15 seconds, make it sound like you're a legitimate call, swear, and then Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. But he still goes right back to the phone.
All right, man. Hi, caller. Welcome to Let's Paint and Exercise and make blended drinks today. Hello. Hello, caller. All right. Well, we ran through the lines here. Oh, no, that's not going to work. Okay. All right. Well, what we like to do is just get some paint on the canvas, all right? So I got some red paint.
All right, so he goes on for a minute to describe what he's gonna, you know, what he might do with this red paint. He's starting on a painting. Then he takes another call, and somebody is always calling and complaining. And Kevin, this would be you too. Yeah. Hey, you're not going fast enough on the treadmill. Yeah. Run faster! Somebody always calls. Brilliant. Like, the guy's not doing enough. He's painting. He's playing ping pong. He's making blended drinks. He's taking phone calls.
But all three of them, he's doing so poorly. Like, he's barely walking. The paint looks like it could be put on by a one-year-old. And the blended drink, no one's drinking because he hasn't finished it yet.
Well, this caller very dissatisfied with Mr. Kildo's performance.
Okay, 3.6 miles an hour. Okay, that's a good pace. 3.8, kind of a good brisk walk. Okay, let's see who these callers are today.
Oh, believe it or not, he's going to take some more calls.
Hello, caller. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from L.A.
Yeah, L.A. All right.
Oh, no, well, like, what are you going to draw with that red paint, you know? Like, I kind of had an idea of your Miami opinion.
Shoot it out, man. Shoot it out.
Yeah, like, you could draw, like, maybe a guy with red, like, signifying, like, blood, you know?
Right, right. Some sort of bloody thing.
In Santa Monica.
Oh, okay. All right, now.
That was Rudy.
Everybody on this show sounds like Rudy.
This show's about the creative process. It's not about getting shouts out. We want to try to help you all out. Okay, it's a tough world, like first caller mentioned. Okay, we're trying to make this a little happier place, huh?
Right.
Okay, so, and then when the day's done, and you know when you're waking up early in the morning, it's nice and peaceful. Let's try to get that in our real lives. All right. Let's take another call here.
All right. Let's do one more call before we break. Again, Let's Paint TV. 50-year-old guy, three-piece suit, treadmill, painting, making blended drinks, just trying to make the world a better place, just trying to infuse us with some positive vibes. He's going to take one more call, and I think it's really going to turn around for John.
And, you know, we'll just cut you off if there's any sense that there's something going on. Okay, hello. Hello, caller number 25. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
Hello, I'm calling from LA.
Hi, how you doing? What's your name?
I'm Joanna.
Hi, Joanna. Do you like to paint or exercise or make blended drinks?
I like to paint. I like to make juices, and I want to suck you out.
All right.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Very sad. I missed that show. Bring it back, John. Come on. Ralph Garman's out for a couple days filming a movie. Filling in on the Showbiz Beat today is our good friend Brad Williams on Twitter, at Funny Brad. What's going on, dude?
So he got me because I'm not filming anything.
That's true.
Woo!
Yay, Brad.
I'm networking.
It's a choice.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I'm choosing to have time off. All right, but let's get to the Showbiz news, everybody. Now, this is breaking news coming from Star Magazine. Okay. So take it with a grain of salt, but they're saying that Kanye West was cheating on porn star Kim Kardashian.
Oh!
A pregnant porn star Kim Kardashian.
Right.
Anybody shocked?
No.
But I want to hear more details.
All right. The alleged, the woman coming forth is Canadian, French-Canadian model Layla Gobadi. I'm Kevining that last name.
I don't know
name.
That you want
to... But
I don't know that you want to do that with somebody named Go Batty.
But she's coming forth that's saying that she's been having a sexual relationship with Kanye West over the last couple months. Now, here's why I kind of don't believe this story.
Okay.
Because she's saying that Kanye spotted her at a concert, tried to get her to come backstage. She said no. Kanye got her phone number, wanted her to come to his hotel room. She said no. When Kanye came back to her city, then he said, come to my hotel room again. Then she finally said yes.
And you don't buy that?
I'm just thinking that if you're Kanye West, you're not focusing that hard on one girl.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen pictures of her. Maybe she should.
We need to look her up.
She did maybe. Give him her number.
Right.
Which is interesting.
Maybe she's all right. But she's also claiming that Kanye told her that he's only with Kim for the publicity. That's the only reason why that's going on.
Kanye West doesn't need publicity.
That's what
he's already one of the most famous people in the world.
Yes. So, you know.
I don't know. This sounds shaky.
Sounds shaky, but does it sound unreasonable that Kanye would be cheating on a pregnant Kim Kardashian?
No.
He's been in Paris for the last, like, I don't know how long, not been there. So,
yeah, we may not know.
Such a big liar.
Maybe, but head over to Star Magazine if you want to read the full details of the article. This is huge news. Huge! MTV is going to actually be playing music.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. That hasn't happened in 15 years.
No, they're going to be doing it on July 4th.
Oh, One day.
We're going to do it for one day.
When nobody's inside watching
when
TV?
No one's watching. They're calling it Music Independence Day. MTV, CMT, and VH1 all said, we're going to try this new concept and play music.
Now, they're playing videos, or are they playing live concerts, or all of the above?
A little bit of everything.
Okay.
So you could actually get music on MTV.
That's the last place I'd look for music.
Yeah, you have all these other outlets to get to hear and see music. I don't know why you'd finally go back to MTV. Like, I wonder if they've stopped running Jersey Shore reruns for a couple of hours.
They've just given up for the 4th of July. They're just saying, that's a gimme.
They're just saying, we don't want to work.
Yeah.
Now, is anyone still watching Glee?
No.
Not me. No.
All right.
Nobody that I know is watching Glee.
All right. Well, but I just don't like this story.
Okay.
I like the story. Cord Overstreet, who plays Sam Evans on Glee, I guess that's one of the new characters.
Cord Overstreet. Private Eye.
Private Eye.
He's been on a couple of years. He's the little blonde kid.
Yeah, okay. With the puffy lips.
Well, he got a surprise at his home in Nashville when lightning struck his house and blew up his chimney.
Oh, my God.
So,
wow.
Imagine you're just sitting home and all of a sudden it's a rainstorm. You know, you got the nice ambiance of the rainstorm, lightning, you're all making jokes about it, and all of a sudden your chimney blows up.
That'd be awesome, as long as you're safe.
Yeah, and he's safe. He announced it on Twitter that lightning blew up his chimney.
Wow.
So, I don't know, do you think any of your listeners have been struck by lightning?
That's a great question.
Might be an interesting phone-in topic.
We've had fake your own death, and we didn't think we'd get any calls, and we got a bunch. So, our listeners, I would guess so.
I don't know. So, yeah, that's...
Hit by lightning.
Yeah, that may be something we have to explore.
Wow.
Let's get to celebrity birthdays, everyone. Today, Marv Albert is 72 years old. Actor Jason Mewes. Jay!
Love him.
He's 39 years old. Singer Robin is 34. Adriana Lima is 32 years old. Actor Dave Franco is 28. And reality star Kendra Wilkinson is also 28 years old. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad, and I pitter-patter on the show biz.
Abramson.
Pretty dope, man.
Beer mug with the Library of Congress calls later today. Respectfully,
Oh, my God!
Kevin
and Bean are really dumb, really bad, and not awesome. I'd rather listen to my phone. Yeah, their show's really, really sucky.
Oh, my.
What?
Kevin, who's your girlfriend?
Bobcat leaves. Gemma Arden.
I can't say your last
name. Give me another guy.
What an idiot!
Kevin and Bean are really dumb, really bad, and not awesome. I'd rather listen to my phone. Yeah, their show's really, really sucky.
Woohoo!
All right, he's a dear. What? Who's that?
Huh?
Was that one we just talked to?
Was it one?
Yeah, what's up? Here's...
Kevin and Bean are really dumb, really bad, and not awesome. I'd rather listen to my phone. Yeah, their show's really, really sucky.
George St. Pierre seems like he's been trying to take the top road, and you're special, and BS, what's the abbreviation you're especially, you're doing on tonight?
Kevin and Bean are really dumb, really bad, and not awesome. I'd rather listen to my phone. Yeah, their show's really, really sucky.
See, it's a good thing. That's good old, personal, you know what I'm saying. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Not sure I like that remix.
Keep those Marconis coming.
Morning, everybody. Kevin and Bean Show, 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time to talk about getting unwanted texts. And
yes, unwanted penis photos is the subject here. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Lisa wants them. That's the difference.
She
appreciates them.
Certainly have a collection.
She'll come in and say, wow, look at this, look at this.
It does seem like the emailers have slowed down a little bit. Maybe it's time to pick up the pace on sending those penis photos to Lisa because she appreciates them. But most women, it turns out, Lisa, that most women do not enjoy unsolicited penis photos.
I don't know. I guess guys are confused and they think that we enjoy them the way that you would like breast pictures.
That's exactly what it is. It's a misunderstanding,
yes.
Because guys love naked photos from women. Can't get enough of them. The more the better. Girls, not so much. Girls, they have to be, it has to be a very particular kind of relationship where that's something that's even interesting
right.
to you at
men
all.
Men are visual. We like the penis, but we like it attached to someone that we like.
Yeah, exactly. Hey guys, you might want to just listen for an invite first before you right. send those over.
Right.
Well, we want to take calls from the ladies who have received unsolicited penis photos. We haven't done this in a while, but you can give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. If a penis photo shows up and you didn't want it, we want to find out what happened next.
Has it ever worked?
And has it ever worked as part two? Yes, because we all think, oh, this is going to slay her. She's not going to be able to get enough of me once she sees what I'm packing. But apparently it doesn't work very often. At least it didn't work for this guy named Trevor. He's using a service that I'm unfamiliar with called Let's Date. Let's Date is a dating app that matches people together, makes suggestions for who you might be compatible with based on your Facebook posts, which right. I think sounds like a great idea.
Sure.
I mean, if you're into, you know, Rage Against the Machine and baseball, and there's somebody out there who also writes about both of those things, maybe they, you know, suggest that you two meet each other.
There's like no one into both of those. Be honest.
So this is a man named Trevor who's having a casual conversation. I mean, literally talking about the weather. How's your day going? Is it pouring in Long Island yet? And then out of the blue, he sends a photo of him from basically from the thighs up, just completely butt naked. This girl that he is texting with writes back, F no. He says, too big for you? Which he already
right
is,
there,
is
you just
clueless,
know.
Right?
Wow.
She says, I don't need to see that. I don't need to be disrespected by someone I don't even know. Now, this would be an outstanding opportunity for a guy to see, to go, all right, mea culpa. I misjudged the situation. I apologize. I'm
bad
wrong.
Bad on me. Never happen again.
Please forgive me.
Right.
Or instead, just never contact her again. Either way.
Right. Instead, Trevor writes back, I was just showing you what I got. Relax. It's only my blank. She says, F off, don't ever message me again. He writes back, you're a prude. Okay, so now all of a sudden she's a prude because she doesn't want to see an unsolicited penis photo, by the way.
He's a dick from the word go, though.
Yeah, clearly.
Absolutely. Then it's no wonder you're single. I have a huge blank, you know. So then here's where the story gets great, and here's why this story has made national news. She says, and since you're pretty easy to find on Facebook, Trevor, shall I send this photo to your mom? I honestly think you deserve to have that uncomfortable conversation with your mother. Trevor writes back, that's not right.
Oh, all of a sudden, that's not right. Everything else up to this point is.
Now, all of a sudden, etiquette comes into play that he says, don't do that. It's my mom. She writes back, it is right. She should know how you perpetuate rape culture. I don't know why this is rape culture, by the way. I am sick of being treated like this.
He raped her eyes.
He did rape her eyes. That's true. I am sick of being treated like this. And by the way, follow-up interview reveals that she did, in fact, send the photo to her mom, to his mom.
Along with the entire conversation, the texting back and forth.
Yes. The whole thing. Exactly.
His mom's like, oh, I have some work to do.
So his mom could see, why are you uptight or whatever.
Wow.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Too big for you. All of that conversation his mom sees.
So I don't know anything about this Trevor guy. He looked. I mean, based on this photo, he's, you know, he works out. He's one of those guys who like is probably super buff and super proud of it. Did he just think that she was just going to melt into a puddle because after their weather chat? Because oh my God, you mean I could have some of that? And
I
it was going to be a colossal turn on to her? Is that what he thought?
I really don't know.
And he certainly wasn't being dissuaded.
I've never had to think, wow, should I send this or not? You know, like it's never come up, so to speak.
I certainly have sent, my fair share of penis photos, and it's never worked. But I guess I always feel like the next time is going to be the one. So we want to take your calls, ladies, to find out what your experience has been with unsolicited penis photos. 1-800-520-1067. Let's try Sophia. She'll get us going here. She's on line 5 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Sophia. Thanks for calling.
Hi
there.
So this happened to you as unsolicited?
Yeah, so we're talking, and he sends me like, oh, so what do you think about this? And I'm like, I opened the picture, and all my friends are around, and I'm like, ew, what is that?
Exactly. That is our reaction, guys. Ew, what is that?
What is that?
Yes, it was so gross. It wasn't even, like, nice looking. It's like,
what kind of a relationship did you have with this guy before?
We weren't even in a relationship. It was like, I knew him for, like, a week. And, like, he sends me this picture, so I, like, let me send it to all my friends. Like, what do they think about it?
So you forward it to all your girlfriends. Yeah.
Like, everybody. At least 50 people.
just like their comments about how ugly it was. It
yeah.
Was
so what did you say to him? What was your response to him?
Ew. I said, like, bad angle or something. It was just
there's
not
something
pretty.
Wrong there. You should see a doctor.
It was not pretty. I was like, so gross. I don't send us those pictures.
So don't send you. Okay, don't send you those pictures. Okay.
Okay. No. We're going to make it. Right. We're going to put you down as a no, Sophia. Thank you very much for the call. Let's try Jane real quick. Jane is on line 4 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. 1-800-520-1067. Hi, Jane. What happened?
So I was working for I was overage. I want to just state that.
Good.
Okay, thank
first
you.
Thing, I was working for one of my professors, and he was a dancer, and he said he had a hernia scar, and he Skyped me because we were supposed to meet for teaching yoga or something like that.
Right.
And he's like, check out.
Right.
I was like, oh my god, I gotta go.
Wow. Did you screen cap it? Because that would have been a great blackmail. That would have been great blackmail.
Yeah, how could a professor think that he was going to get away with that? I mean, did you guys have any kind of like any flirty relationship or anything before that?
No, not at all. I was literally just helping him with one of his teaching. He used to teach yoga. He was like, do you want extra money? I was like, sure, I need extra money. And then it turned out
he wasn't talking about yoga.
Looking back, I'm like, yeah, probably not.
Well,
Do
we put you down in the no category then?
Definitely no.
All right, two no's.
She's right. A no. Jade's a Thank no. You. All right, we'll take the rest of the calls next. They're on the Kevin and Bean Show on camera. Jesse Ventura joins us in about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, how's this for Radio Whiplash? We're talking about unsolicited penis photos. Cynthia writes in, definitely no. If you go on Craigslist and onto Personal Encounters for Men Looking for Women, the guys all post pictures of their junk. If you really think a girl is going to answer your ad after seeing your penis, get a clue. Women want to see your face, not your package. Plus, if you've seen one penis, you've seen them all. Another says, though he was hot for years, then the picture emerged. Now, whenever I think about Brett Favre, I just think, ew, yuck, double yuck. So penis photos can ruin otherwise good reputation. So we're taking calls from the ladies on unsolicited penis photos.
This is shocking, but we have 4 or 5 no's in a row now.
Yeah. What's wrong with you ladies? Are you uptight?
We're uptight, yes. We're prudes.
Let's try Jen. Jen is online too. Gabby, you hang on. We're going to get to you right after Jen. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, my dear. What's going on?
Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi there.
Well, I was dating a guy for maybe 2 months, and
all
I
right.
was at work one day, and I got a text message from him, and it was a picture of his penis, and I realized that he had sent it to 5 other girls.
Are you kidding?
A group photo? That's incredible.
But he was an idiot. I guess he didn't have an iPhone at the time, so he didn't realize that we could see that he sent it to all of us.
Now, let me ask you a question, Jen. Did he mean to send it to 5 girls?
Yes.
He did. Okay.
He's just an idiot.
He just didn't think that you would be able to see the other 4.
Hilarious. Yes,
exactly. So awesome. you said you had been, what, dating him for a couple months?
Yeah.
So were you guys having sex at all?
Yeah.
You were? Okay.
And apparently
so,
not solo.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Crazy. So we're going to put you down as a yes or a no for penis photos.
Depends on the guy.
Okay, all right. A little wiggle room there. Thank you.
No, but if it depends on the guy, this is unsolicited.
Right.
So I think
she'd
we're
been dating him.
Have to put her down as a no.
All right, Gabby's up next. She's on line 1. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Gabby.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Good.
This happened
okay,
to you?
So I was at work, and my manager was kind of flirty with me for a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And
were you flirting
finally,
back?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He was smoking.
All right.
But he was like, here, let me show you kind of what you can have. And I was like, all right, you know. And so he sent it, and I was, like, kind of impressed. So we finally got around to fooling around, and as soon as I saw it, I was just so disappointed.
Wait a minute. Was it not? Did he send you a fake picture?
They just know how to play up the angles. Yes, he did send me the picture, and it was a big lie.
So you even solicited it cannot work.
Yeah, no. I mean, well, at least be honest about it. If it's small, like,
Right. You don't, because
don't give it Hollywood lighting. Right.
Because if it works, then you're going to find out eventually anyway.
Well, exactly. I mean, this is the first story we've heard, though, about a penis photo that actually then leads to sex for the first time afterwards. With everybody else, it seems like it's a deal breaker. Like, you never will have sex with that person once you send a photo.
I didn't even sleep with them. We just got to fooling around, and once I thought, I was like, I actually feel kind of uncomfortable since you're my manager.
That was it. That was the deal breaker.
That's awesome. Thank you, Gabby. Appreciate the call, my dear. Let's do one more. How about Jessica? Jessica's on line 5. Unsolicited penis photos. You're up.
Hi. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
What happened to you?
Well, my ex-boyfriend and I, we broke up like literally like a week and a half ago. And his friend started hitting
me. Oh, right. Whoa. So he said he wanted to have sex with you for a long time.
I hadn't asked for it or anything. Like, right. I wasn't floating back or anything. And he sent it, and I didn't answer back. And then he texted me the next morning and was like, oh, I was really bored last night. And I was like, is that why you sent me that? And he was like, yeah. He was like, you like it? And I was like, no.
No. Sorry, no. So we can put you down for a no as well.
Yeah,
all right. Okay. There you go, people. The answer is no.
So try it today again or not. What should I do?
Well, give it a shot. I think you should give it a shot.
If you're sending it to Psycho Mike.
I love penis.
Actors Mark Paul Gosselaar and Brecken Meyer from TV's Franklin and Bash join us at 8 o'clock this morning here on The Kevin Bean Show. Adam Carolla next hour as well. You guys all strapped in? You guys ready to go here?
I believe so.
Yes.
About 50% of what our next guest says is so bat-ass crazy, and the other 50% makes so much sense, I wish I'd thought of it. And the fun for me is trying to figure out which is which. He is an author, of course, of the new book, Democrips and Repletigans, No More Gangs in Government, now available in paperback. He's also a former governor of the great state of Minnesota, former Navy SEAL, professional wrestler, actor, TV host, and all-around good guy. Jesse Ventura, welcome back to The Kevin Bean Show. How are you?
Hi, great to be here, and it can't be 50-50. Come on.
That sounds about right, Jesse. Got to be honest.
I guess then the truth is 50-50.
I am fascinated that you are now, and I don't know if this is coming from you or if this is people approaching you on the street, but there is talk of you running for president in 2016. That can't be so.
Well, no, I mentioned what it would take. I was asked on an interview what it would take to get me to run.
And what was your answer?
And my answer was this, and I'll even tell you what I will run on today. That's how open I am and what I believe I could win with.
All right.
I said that I despise the money, the fundraising. It's bribery. The entire system is based on the concept of bribery. If we do it in the private sector, we go to jail, but it's the status quo in the public sector. Bribery.
Agreed.
Well, I don't like that. That's why I get in and out of politics, because it's like you got to take a shower after 4 years of being with these people.
Right.
And so I said it would require a grassroots movement to get me ballot access in all 50 states. We would then have to fight to ensure that I get to participate in the debates, because you cannot win if you're not allowed to debate. And
true.
They control the debates. That's why you've never heard a third voice for over 20 years.
I would watch any debate that you were in.
Well, if those two criterias are met, I said that I would give serious consideration to running. But I've got to have ballot access. And here's my deal. I'll tell you the whole thing. I would give the people of the United States of America the opportunity to elect the 2016 president who does not belong to any political party, is not controlled by any special interest or money or corporate money since George Washington. Because George Washington is the only president. So we would have an opportunity to make history here by electing the second president of the United States who does not belong to a political party.
We all know that it's an uphill climb for a third-party candidate. I don't know that you're the guy only because you have such a history and already have so much baggage, if you will. And I don't mean that in a negative way. It's just that there's a lot of things that people could use against a guy like you. But is there somebody out there that you think would be a reasonable candidate that's palatable enough to the general population who might have a shot at making this dream come true?
Well, you need someone with my – not to blow my own horn, but when I talk, the media listens. To do it without raising all the dirty money. I'm going to tell you who's out there. There's one person I know for sure, and that's new independent Senator Angus King from Maine.
Okay.
Angus King was an independent governor with me. I got all the press. So you don't even know about Angus.
I sure don't.
He was two-term. I only did one. Hmm. Angus was governor when I was governor, and when we would go to the National Governors Convention, the second day, all the Republicans meet in one building, all the Dems in the other. Well, Angus and I were the two independents. They didn't provide us with nothing.
Not much of a party there.
So we would walk down Constitution Avenue and sit on a park bench and hold the independent conference, which was Angus and I.
I'm going to look up Angus King's name and keep an eye on him. I think it's a little too early for most of us to be thinking about 2016, but I know what the cycles of politics are like. This is the voice of Jesse Ventura here on the Kevin Amin Show. By the way, his book, again, is called Democrip and Rebloodicans, a title I still have trouble saying. No More Gangs in Government. It is available everywhere now in paperback. Let me ask you, Governor, about something that's in the news right now, and I'm sure you've been paying very close attention to Ed Snowden. He's the NSA whistleblower. Well, if you were in charge, if you were the guy who was running the court, would you say he's a hero or would you say he's a traitor?
I don't know, because first of all, I'm going to tell you this. I went from January 2nd until 2 weeks ago, I didn't watch television. I was living in Mexico, and I was actually going out in a lagoon and physically touching whales, 40-foot whales. I put my hands in their mouth. I scratched their gums and all this. So I didn't watch TV from January until 2 weeks
ago. That's how you can tell he's a serious presidential candidate.
You are
in Mexico the last 6 months.
That's just, that's insane.
So what?
Because you're in Mexico petting whales.
So what? I'm not employed right now.
Yeah, why not, Kevin? When you're in your 60s.
Where does it say I can't go on vacation?
When you're in your 60s, Kevin, you want to be in Mexico petting whales instead of at home watching C-SPAN? Come on.
Okay, not knowing what I know, let me state this.
Okay.
Our government classifies top secret millions upon millions of documents every year we're not allowed to read.
Right.
Here's what offends me. We pay the bills, just like this surveillance stuff. They've got us under surveillance now, and Senator Lindsey Graham says we've got to do this to fight terrorism. Well, what he's saying to me is, Jesse Ventura, you're a potential terrorist, so we need to watch you and every other citizen of this country who happen to be our bosses because you pay the bills. So imagine this concept. The employee now has the employer under surveillance.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, that's ridiculous.
That's
absurd and ridiculous.
But let me take the opposite side, which is if you're not involved in terrorism, you don't have anything to worry about. But they might catch someone who is.
Yes, you do have something to worry about. It's called freedom. It's called the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights it goes beyond time. That's why it's important. And if we give up our Bill of Rights and our freedoms to the Bill of Rights, you will never get those freedoms back. And we're not listening to what Ben Franklin said. He said, for those that will give up their liberty for security shall have and deserve neither. Because the only way government can make you safe is to make you not free. They have to lock you in a cell, basically, declare martial law, to make you safe. I would rather take my chances and be free than I would to live in a cell and be safe.
Jesse, we're almost out of time. I'm going to ask now if we can have you back in October when your Kennedy conspiracy book comes out.
Yeah, absolutely you can. And why I wrote that, I'll tell you quickly. I wanted to go officially on the record as the 38th governor of Minnesota and officially for the rest of time show that I did not believe the Warren Commission, nor do I believe, quote, the official story. And the only way I could do that was to write my own book after I've researched it now probably 25 to 30 years of my adult life.
That book will be out on October the 1st. Jesse's current book, again, is called Democrips and Rebloodicans, No More Gangs in Government. That's available everywhere now and in paperback. Thanks, Governor. Always great to catch up with you, my friend.
Thank you. Always fun to talk to you, and hi to everybody out in L.A.
Thank you, Jesse.
No, don't think you're going to get away without hitting that
button.
Come on,
it's 5 minutes till late, though.
Brad is going to donate 15 seconds of his time for a new moment with.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Right now, we are talking to future gun killers.
That was a moment with Kevin.
See, that was worth it.
I didn't realize it was that good.
Absolutely worth it.
Brad Williams is in for Ralph Garman of the Showbiz Beat today. You can catch his podcast about last night on iTunes. He's got upcoming shows, including the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club, the weekend of June 28th and July 5th weekend at Ontario Improv. Follow him on Twitter at FunnyBrad. What's going on this hour?
Well, Kevin's favorite celebrity, Farrah Abraham, is in the news.
Yeah. Farrah Abramson?
Yeah, her. That one. Mm-hmm. She's saying that her partner in her sex tape, Backdoor Teen Mom, James Dean, really missed his chance at dating her.
Oh, no, she didn't.
What? Like he blew it?
Yeah, saying that they could have totally dated if he played his cards differently.
He didn't want to date her at all. He wanted to F her for money. That's what he wanted to do.
He got hired.
But Bean, she felt they had real chemistry during their shoot.
Oh, my God, she's delusional.
And that's fantastic.
And that they got along so well. Which right. I say, it's a porn!
Right, you're pretending to get along. Look, she's not in the top 200 women that he's had sex with in terms of look.
She's not in the top 1,500. He's,
Yeah. Did you do 1,500? You went 1,500? Because I don't understand that number.
Can we do a moment with Brad? We might have to do that. Oh,
pretty
boy.
Specific number.
But now she says that he missed his chance, yeah. And now the only way she thinks she'll ever find love is if a serious matchmaker can come in and somehow psychoanalyze the guys before she dates them.
I don't
them.
Think that'll even
And
help.
I read that as she wants a reality show.
Oh,
of her dating.
Of course.
Because you need to have an expert come in and psychoanalyze the guy. And by the way, I'm going to psychoanalyze all the guys that want to date Farrah Abraham right now. They're psycho.
Yes.
Yeah.
Done. That's my expert diagnosis as a dwarf.
They're looking for the James Dean experience. That's all. Just move on.
She is not going away, you guys. She's going to be the latest celebrity that used to be famous for 15 minutes and then gone.
No.
Now we're never going to get rid of Farrah Abraham.
Know. If she gets a reality show, I think you're right.
Yeah. I think she may just be like herpes and just pop up every 3 months. Or once a month. Not that I know.
How would you know? Because why would you know?
Why would I know?
You've
why,
heard.
Why would I know about Valtrex? I have no idea about these kinds of things. None whatsoever. This is a fun video that I found on the on the website whatwouldtylerdurdendo.com. I think it's WWTDD. Gerard Butler's nuts were on German TV.
Oh, why? How'd that happen?
Well, he was on a German TV show called Witten Das, which I TiVo every week.
Sure.
Don't you?
Which means look at these nuts. Right? I don't know what it's translated.
Right. And on the show, see, this is why the Germans are way better than Americans.
Made in Germany. You know the Germans always make good stuff.
That's true.
They do.
That is true.
Gerard Butler was on this talk show, and they made him crack walnuts with his butt.
He can do that?
He's Leonidas.
That's
he
impressive.
He could do anything.
Wow.
Yes.
That's impressive.
He cracked walnuts with his butt, and he poured ice down his pants.
First of all, I don't know what that is. And second of all, no freaking way.
If we gave him more time back there, could he make diamonds?
Yeah. I mean, I've got a pretty big butt myself. So I feel like we should have some sort of competition. You know?
I'd like to watch that from the front, not the back, if you don't mind.
So,
do you think you could crack a walnut with your butt, Brad?
Hell yeah, I could crack a walnut with my butt.
That sounds like a vine that's waiting to be made.
Somebody get a walnut.
That's going to happen.
Let's get this on.
Right now. So the Germans have better talk shows than us. They have better porn than us. They have better ShamWows than us. Good Lord.
Made in Germany. You know the Germans always make good stuff.
They do. Let's get to celebrity birthdays, everybody. Sports announcer Marv Albert is 72 years old today, still calling games, sounding great. Our friend Jason Mewes is 39. Happy birthday, Jason. Singer Robin is 34. Model Adriana Lima is 32 years old today. Actor Dave Franco is 28. And former Hugh Hefner girlfriend and reality star Kendra Wilkinson is 28.
That's a real laugh. That's real.
There goes my boner.
That's real.
It's gone. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad. Night pitter patter on the show, biz.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it is 7 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Who needs a nurse? Does Brecken need a nurse? Or what kind of trouble are we in?
No,
what
happened? Mark does.
I'm okay. Mark Paul is patient zero right now.
MPG, what happened?
Good
you
morning.
Got the, you, what'd, you, what'd you get? You got the blackness?
He's got the blackness all over.
Here's what happened. 2 days ago, Jack Black was here with Tenacious D, and he went in and used the restroom. And he came out and he said, I wouldn't use that restroom for a long time, and you might want to call a plumber. Now, we thought that was funny. He was kidding, blah, blah, blah. And yet, yesterday, still, it was not fixed, and so we had to call a plumber. Mark Paul Gosselaar just used that bathroom.
Oh, unbeknownst to him that it had been Jack Black.
Yeah, you've got it. So I went to shake his hand, and he put his hands up like, oh, my God, I can't believe I just got blacked. Or whatever it is you call it. And very upset about that. Very OCD.
But I want to hear...
When it comes to that.
You guys are super careful about that, but then you were just saying you have like guest stars that come on and...
I think in about 5 years, no one's going to be shaking hands.
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
He thinks it's on its way. I
think shaking hands is a trend that has been around for... centuries
of years,
but it's going away
because you don't like it.
No, I think I'm in the minority. There's a majority of people who don't appreciate a good firm hand anymore.
I don't disagree. I'd be happy if we just waved at each other.
I think that's fine. Let's shake hands when we do business. When we're closing a deal. Let me shake your hand. Let me look at your eye. But the rest of it, fist bump, elbow thing, maybe a hug. I'm okay with it. But
when Jack Black came in, this is what's going to make you feel better. When Jack Black came in, he said, "I'm not going to touch you. I'm sick." So I did the elbow with the sweatshirt on.
Yeah.
But he's the one that
I'm going to destroy your bathroom from the inside out.
So you, Mark, you're going to be taking that everywhere you go.
He's so upset.
He looks very troubled.
He's truly troubled. Oh, and I got to be stuck in a car with him all day today.
I know you're as upset as I am.
I'm really unhappy about this.
All right. Well, let's reset and try to talk about something happier, shall we? Mark Paul Gosselaar is here along with Breckenmeyer. Of course, they are the stars of Franklin and Bash. I don't think we properly welcome them to the show here.
Thank you.
Returns next Wednesday, June 19th on TNT with a 2-hour premiere. You guys are in your third season of Franklin and Bash. How's it going?
It's going well. This year we add Heather Locklear to the bunch.
Let's talk about that. How many have you shot?
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
What's it like working with her? Have either of you worked with her before?
No, I've never worked with her.
And our first scene we do, we were on Piers Morgan. The characters were on Piers Morgan going toe-to-toe with Heather, and we make a silly bet. And we end up naked on Piers Morgan.
I've seen enough of that promo, by the way.
Good.
Me too.
And you shot more?
It was tough because, you know, I was the one who got the money seat right next to Heather, and I'm sitting there with my thimble and Band-Aid covering my unit, and I look over and I'm like, you know, she was married to Tommy Lee.
She's sitting next to the man who honked a boat horn.
That's true. And here I am, a Swiss boy in need of 3 quarts of blood, and she's just looking down at me just like... Come on, what am
never,
I looking at? You couldn't honk a matchbox car with that.
Right, you're like a little kid to her.
Literally, it's like she visited a daycare center with naked kids.
That's got to be weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, just to be weird, just be with all the cast and crew and everybody around?
Yeah, he's used to it. He's done
it
before.
He's seen a lot of it.
This was I did it in Road Trip and it got cut, so that'll explain a lot right there.
Sweet. They wouldn't even use it in Road Trip.
They wouldn't even use it in Road Trip. Not even the unrated version. We're doing it.
Now, Heather Locklear, her reputation in Hollywood is that she's the anti-Ted McGinley. Like, Ted McGinley comes in and kills every show. Heather Locklear comes in and makes every show better. Your show wasn't hurting, though. You didn't need... I mean, this is just like frosting on the cake, right?
I hope so, yeah. They brought her in. They wanted, like, a strong female presence on the show because we have such a kind of man-child
atmosphere. It's a
boys'
club, yeah.
So she takes you guys apart, right? In the first episode, she takes you guys apart.
Throughout the whole season.
Throughout the whole season.
That's a runner throughout the whole season. But Malcolm McDowell's character was supposed to be our boss.
Right.
And because we became equity partners of the firm, blah, 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 we needed somebody to be above us.
And thus,
who better Heather, to have above Heather, you than Heather Locklear?
Heather Locklear.
Exactly.
That's right.
No kidding. You guys friendly with her? Like, do you, like, hang out with her and swap stories and
Oddly enough, she is super, super quiet. She comes to the set.
Really?
She's completely prepared. She knows her lines. She's professional. She does the work. She has fun when she is on the set.
Mm-hmm.
The minute we say cut, she's in her dressing room.
Not in a bad way.
She's just shy. She's a shy,
reserved
woman.
So there's no real small talk.
There's
yeah,
really
we
no.
Goof off. Well, we goof off a little bit.
We goof with her a little bit just to kind of loosen her up. She always looks like she's just nervous to be there. She's very thankful to be there and she wants to play, but
she seems uncomfortable with
a little uncomfortable. Yeah. It's a really sweet, endearing quality about her because you expect the complete opposite when you're working with Heather.
Absolutely,
right. Yeah. Because on screen she has, you know, she has a girl on girl kiss on our show this season.
All right, why don't you lead with that?
That's well, because I thought the fecal matter of Jack Black was much more exciting.
By the way, I think there's a theme because if didn't you wasn't there a girl on girl love affair that on last season too? Wasn't there some sort of a ruined a political career? There was some sort of lesbian romance or something?
Yeah, there was. There was. It's a theme.
It's
a theme.
We have it's an going. Important theme.
Yeah, I knew I'd like the show. I think
it's an enjoyable. It's an enjoyable theme. Yeah.
Shuri Appleby is on the show too. She's awesome. Was it awkward for you? Were you guys filming the same time? You were then going home on Sunday nights and watching
no,
her on Girls.
I definitely came to work the next day.
Yeah,
and
you did.
And Nate as an MP, I said, "Did you see
that was
Girls?
Like fire?
Yeah,
running
it
through
was
our set.
Crazy. The creators of our show were like, "There's screen caps. They're everything." You know?
Now, for folks who don't know what we're talking about, the actress Shuri Appleby, who's awesome, by the way, she was on Girls. She was on 3 or 4 episodes of Girls last season on HBO, and she had some very rough sex on the show.
Yeah.
And then you guys show up and have to pretend you don't know about it the next day, right? That's pretty – I mean, you can't – how do you talk about that?
She wasn't working.
Your skin looks
–
yeah. Lovely, Shuri.
Amazing.
All of it.
You're glowing.
In this area right here, you seem very glowy. You seem very well manicured.
Which Heather Locklear, by the way, said on TMZ, that's how she keeps her skin looking the way it does.
No lie.
Go ahead
batter.
And Google it.
Yeah, she said, really?
Yes. Somebody asked her why she looks so youthful, and she said because...
Dude chunder.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Said,
all right, I'm going to need a break. I'm going to need some private time.
To get your skin looking nice. Yeah.
Beer mug, help us out.
Don't go to him for help.
This is the most informative interview ever, you guys.
All right,
we have to take a quick break. MPG is here. Breckenmeyer is here. Of course, the show is called Franklin Bash, going into its third season on TNT. It returns next Wednesday with 2 big hours. More with the guys after this on K-Rock. Breckenmeyer doing his interpretive dance to Modest Mouse right there.
Yeah, I used to be in Modest Mouse. They kicked me out. I started doing that a lot.
Because you weren't modest.
I wasn't modest enough.
But he is the size of a mouse.
You son of a...
Mark Paul is here, too. We're talking about Franklin and Bash here on the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, tomorrow, if I may look ahead for one moment, you tell me you guys aren't going to listen to this show tomorrow. Check this out. Christopher Guest on the Kevin and Bean Show tomorrow.
Wow.
Oh. Awesome.
Bruce Campbell on the Kevin and Bean Show tomorrow.
Hello.
And Seth Rogen coming on by, too.
Ooh.
We need to hire you guys full-time to be the audience. That's awesome.
Not that you guys are any slouches.
No, not at all. Franklin and Bash is on TNT. Are you guys the highest-rated show on TNT? Because when I reason I ask is because I am always confused. Whenever I tune into TNT, they are promoting Rizzoli and Isles like it's the only show that's ever been made. And I'm just wondering what's going on there.
Yeah, no, that's the most popular show on TNT.
Is it really?
By a long shot.
Are they like lesbian crime fighters, or what are they?
I'm hoping they are. I haven't. I think. What is it? It's a detective show.
She's a detective, and then the other one's a Emmy.
Yeah.
The other one. That's racist. Jeez,
well,
can't do that.
They're no Franklin and Bash. That's
no,
sure.
They're you no guys, Frank and Beans.
You guys are coming back for your third season with a big 2-hour premiere. It's going to be next Wednesday night, June 19th. I actually brought in a clip if people want to hear the witty repartee between you guys. Now, this is a clip from last season, from the last show of last season. And I guess Peter has lost his license in some sort of a – this sounds like something you would do, Kevin. Loses his ability to practice law. Gets the card taken away because of what, some sort of a dues mishap or something, Mark? Is that what happened?
Fees. Yeah, fees. Our assistant who lives with us, Pindar, forgot to send in the
renewal fee.
Renewal fee, I guess.
Right, exactly.
As you can tell, we're pretty methody with the law.
So the guys are talking about a potential client, and of course, hilarity ensues.
Why is Tommy Dale calling you?
I have no idea. He just said he needed to talk to me alone.
The only reason he's in the race is because the front runner had his internet history posted on the HuffPo.
Anime porn, so what?
No kidding. Sure you want me to go with you to help out? You know, what with me being licensed and all and you not having a...
It's funny.
It is funny because you know what it makes you? An intern. And I need someone to sexually harass and get me coffee on the double.
All right, if I let you come, will you shut up with the disbarment jokes?
Not a chance.
So there you go.
Wait, are we still talking about come on the trip?
I just realized that.
Yeah, that's
it's got a little double entendre.
All right. It's the filthiest show on television.
It is the filthiest show. Sexiest show. As we both do Perel.
I know. They're crazy. Still doing Perel.
You have to stop using it. You can't keep using it.
No.
You
know, we're trying to the layers on our hand, the skin layers are.
If we stop using it wins.
Mark Paul is like taking a bath in it.
Yeah. Yeah. I have no idea.
You can't get black off.
Hey. Not going to touch that. Not going to touch that.
Tell us, Wales, you want to.
I looked at him like.
This show got weird.
This show got weird fast.
This show got weird real quick.
Tell us what else you want to about season three, guys. Is it true Rob Lowe shows up?
Yeah, Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe comes on playing Rob Lowe, because if you move to Malibu, which our characters do, you always run into Rob Lowe.
Sure.
So. We get in a little bit of a land feud with Rob Lowe.
What's
it gets
he
a little,
like?
It gets a little Game of Thronesy up in the show. It's a little
exciting. What's he like? He seems like he'd be fun to work with.
First of all, he's Dorian Gray.
Yeah, right.
He's never going to age. He's super cool because, like, he'll tell you a story. And
he had cool stories, man.
Every story involves, like, oh, me and Estevez, which is how you pronounce it, apparently.
Sure.
Me and Estevez were sitting back at Sean Penn's place playing whatever the hell we were playing, and it was an awesome story.
Tom Cruise walks in.
Yeah, Tom Cruise walks in with Molly Ringwald's panties. The next thing you know, Ali Sheedy's going, you know, it's just it's a little
and they're all true, right?
They're all absolutely true.
Absolutely true.
You know? We stole Martin Sheen Porsche, and we went to, you know, whatever.
Did you see him in Behind the Candelabra?
It was awesome.
Was he incredible with the plastic
surgery?
He was
so crazy looking.
Face. Oh, my God.
Have you seen it?
No. I've seen the pictures
of him,
though.
It's so crazy. He's like a lion.
You know what the thing is about him? And, of course, I loved him on The West Wing, and I love him even more on Parks and Recreation. He's a really good actor, too.
Super good-looking dude and so funny.
I mean, like,
and he was so game on our show. He would, you know, we riff a little bit every now and then on the show, like improv and mess around. And as he's walking out, I would just kind of reference whatever movie I wanted to at the moment. I'd be like, Youngblood's underrated. And he literally, the first thing he did was like, I agree. Like, he was so game.
He's got great timing.
Yeah.
Anything else about season three before we go, guys? Because we want people to tune in, damn it.
We have, Brecken has his shirt off most of the time.
No, we want people to tune in.
By the way, we moved to Malibu, so it was a lot of beach stuff, which means I had to start eating and Mark Paul had to, you know, well, he looks like him, so he didn't have to do anything.
Whatever.
We're shirtless a
lot. Seriously, the worst part of being shirtless.
God.
And I think Mark Wahlberg said this about Pain and Gain. Not about the fact that he gained 40 pounds and worked out 4 o'clock in the morning. The spray tan.
Once a week.
Has anybody ever had a spray tan before?
No, I haven't. No.
I did once.
It's awful.
It's once a week,
you get Earl Shived. Once a week, you just get a spray gun.
Now, this is normal for actresses, right?
I guess people have them come to the house. So every night you go home feeling like a depressed stripper. You're kind of tan, cocoa, chocolatey. Your sheets look awful.
Is it thick?
It smells bad.
Yeah, it feels like it's on you. Right?
Does it feel oily?
No, it's kind of sticky. I went home one night. My wife is 6.5 months pregnant now, but she was early on in the pregnancy. And I came back. I took a shower after the allotted 8 hours that we have to keep it on before. And I got into bed and she said, you cannot sleep next to me. I'm about to vomit.
Yeah.
Because of the smell. God. Because she was so sensitive to the smell.
And then she said, that's not spray tan.
No.
Now, forgive my ignorance. Is it because if you don't put the spray tan on, then you just look super white if they film your regular body?
Yeah,
because
we film mainly in the studio. So we're, you know, in a dark room for 14 hours a day, except for the Malibu days. So we just look like paper. And then, like,
Plus, Brecken, you're pasty. Pretty white.
And I'm pretty white as it goes, as you can see from my Modest Mouse dance. And so then you got the spray
tan.
You
have to spray tan to get equal to Mark Paul. And then you both have to spray tan again.
And then when you're done with it, you have to go do the Silkwood kind of post-rape shower in your bath. Scrubbing yourself to get the memories away.
Which is, by the way, what I'm going to do after we get out of here after I've been in the black.
It's not going to help.
You've had one foot out the door since the minute you walked in. You can't wait to leave this interview.
I feel miserable.
Like we should keep asking questions just to make you stay.
I'm so uncomfortable.
He wants to go take a shower right now.
Somebody come in and throw a bucket full of spiders on MPG's head.
I'd be fine with that.
You're patient zero. We're going to see Joan Rivers right now.
Yes!
She's done.
You may kill her.
I may kill her.
Please shake her hand.
She's... I'm
begging you.
And he's 8 years old. I'm begging you. I'll kiss her.
All right.
Kiss her.
We're going to let you go. Franklin at Bash is the show. It's very entertaining. You guys should totally be watching. It's on Wednesday nights on TNT with a big two-hour premiere coming up on Wednesday, June 19th. We love having you guys come by the Kevin and Bean Show, man. Always great to see you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
106.7 K-Rock. It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
All right, with the echoes.
Wow, is that annoying.
It's 8:36.
Wednesday nights means Adam Carolla live in person. Why not join the Ace Man at the Amalfi Restaurant in Los Angeles? He'll be there tonight at 7 with special guest Phil Rosenthal. TV legend Phil Rosenthal, fascinating guy with lots of stories, is going to be Adam's guest. Tickets available at the door. First come, first serve. Doors open at 5:30. You get a free glass of red or white mangria with purchase. And then next Wednesday, live podcast at the Irvine Improv. The Ace Man, welcome back to the Kevin Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, doing great. Get it on, baby.
Get it on, indeed. You are here joining us as you do once a week for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, starting at three and working my way up to number one. First, number three. I found out something that I find disturbing. As you know, I don't like it when they add the gratuity at a restaurant. You know, when they do the six or more thing.
It's automatically put on the bill, so you don't have any choice.
That's just called a tax or a tariff. It's not a gratuity. I mean, if anyone looks up gratuity, it starts off with a voluntary gift of money.
But don't you think they do that because there's so many people, it's so much harder, and a lot of people don't tip at all?
I don't know what the reasons are. But here's the thing at a restaurant. Sometimes you're going to get stiffed, and then sometimes Phil Spector's going to come in there. He's going to order Shirley Temple and leave a $500 tip. Should I get my cut of that? Like, do you know what I'm talking about? Like, there are times we all know people, like the great Jimmy Kimmel, that guy tips like 50%. And then there's our parents who tip at like 9%. But it all comes out in the wash, right?
Well, I only assume that we're guessing because we're not in the service industry, but the people who are have made enough complaints that it doesn't all even out that they had to implement this this mandatory tip.
Because if you have a large party.
I don't like the business.
All right.
Where you get to go, oh, I don't pay my employees. They survive on tips. So help me. What I'm saying is it doesn't work that way at the Home Depot, does it? Where
no.
The guy gets you the anchor, the 40-foot anchor chain, the poor old man, he cuts it to you, he ties it up, he puts a label on it, he hands it to you, and then someone goes, oh, he doesn't get paid by Home Depot. you got to pay him, and then you go pay for the anchor chain when you get to the checkout.
That is a little weird.
Right. I got a bunch of employees at my podcast. I should say to the guests, oh, I don't pay these guys.
So you guys better tip.
Yeah, you guys got to tip them out before you leave.
Yeah, gratuity-based economy, sure.
But here's the thing that I find interesting. Right. So they go, all right, six or more, we add the gratuity because we don't want to get ripped off.
Right.
Well, I've stumbled onto this heavy thought. How come it's included in room service when it's just you alone, underpants, and a boner? Why is it? Why is it included in room service? You're always alone. There's not six or more. It's not like throwing a party in your room.
I think it's for having to deal with the boner. I think that's the boner tax.
There's your tip, baby. I'm just saying, which is it? One person? Six people? Obviously, this is a pseudoscience. The sweet spot is 2 to 5 people. And what if you did have room service and there were 7 people in your room? Would they waive the tip altogether? Go the exact opposite way. I don't like it added. I understand the 6-person job, but the 1 person, please. All right. Next. Number 2, been traveling a lot and been noticing this. When you go through the airport and you have to do that scanner thing,
right,
where you stand on that little piece of ergonomically prepared rubber, vulcanized rubber, and you hold your hands up.
With the little feet marks on it so you know where to stand and which way to face. Yep.
Right. Don't insult me with your old-timey wingtip shoe marks. They have a sole and a front. It's an old times like Fred McMurray's going through that thing. Have feet.
How much
know what it is.
How much can that bother you?
I'm livid about it because you've taken away my shoes, and then you've added them. You're creating some fairyland where I get to have my shoes. I don't have my shoes. You've stolen my shoes. You've stolen my dignity, my soul,
right.
Literally and figuratively.
Right.
You've stolen my soul, and now you have the nerve to paint shoes on. As if we're living in a dignified society where I could have my shoes on. And then in countries where you get to keep your shoes, you think they have bare feet there? Think they mix those people up?
I'm guessing not.
So all I do is look down at that little footprint thing, and I go, man, look at that. That fake guy could have had his shoes. That could have been me. I don't have heels. I just have feet.
I'm so happy.
Another person's smelly feet. And why the old-time shoe?
I don't know, but I'm so happy I'm not as observant as you are, since I don't have so many things to be upset about, Adam.
You know what? We should now just have a standard outline of a flip-flop.
All right.
Since that seems to be the, foot coverage of choice these days. I'm just saying, don't insult me with your shoe after you've just yelled at me to take my shoes off.
It's just a little. They're rubbing salt in the wound.
And that's just saying, too, in Adam's defense.
And it's an old-timey shoe. It's not a shoe from this period. It's a 40s. It's a shoe a reporter would have worn in the 40s. It's got a heel and a front part. It's right. Separate. And it's an attack on femininity, because it's not a lady shoe, that's for sure. All right. Number one, heavy thought yesterday, man.
All right, heavy thought.
Heavy.
Everybody prepare for this now.
My wife was, Lynette was leaving, and she said, take your dog, Molly, for a walk. And I said, all right, I'll take her for a walk. And then she said, and not one of your BS little short walks where you just go up the street, turn around, and come back. A real walk. She needs a real walk. She needs exercise. I'm running late. I got to go to work that night. I said, yeah, I'll take her. She goes, seriously, take her for a real walk. Not one of your little shorty walks. And then I hit her back with this. I said, hold on. Wait a second. These are dog ears. And dog ears just don't translate into years. They translate into minutes and weeks
right.
and months. One of my shorty 8-9 minute walks is a 1 hour walk to Molly.
Nice.
It's 1 hour. You're out walking her for an hour. That's a 7-hour walk.
That's too much.
You're trying to kill her, bitch. You're going to kill that dog. I'm taking her on a 1-hour walk. I'd say that's enough, right? In her ears.
You're doing it for her as well, yes. Not just for you.
That's right. When I rub her belly for 30 seconds, it's like rubbing it for 10 minutes.
And how did that go over? Did that fly with the wife?
She couldn't do that math. But
really?
You know, chicks with the math.
Sure. Oh, yeah. The problem here is chicks with the math, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, is there ever any confusion, Adam, that you have a dog named the same as Jimmy's fiance? Does that ever become ugly at all?
And they're both blonde. Yeah.
Right. Adam is going to be on stage at the Amalfi Restaurant in Los Angeles tonight with the Mangria Testing and live podcast with special guest Phil Rosenthal on the next Wednesday at the Irvine Improv. You can get tickets to this and all the podcasts and the Mangria and the books and everything and don't forget to try the beef jerky too at adamcarolla.com. We'll talk to you next week, my friend. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks.
Ralph Garman's going to be back in a couple days. He's off filming a movie. In the meantime, today, our friend Brad Williams is filling in on the Showbiz Beat. Brad has dates coming up at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club at the end of June, and then the weekend of July 4th, you're going to be at the Ontario Improv. By the way, last time we had John, Brad, you were getting ready to tape a new special, I think, at the Ice House in Pasadena. How did that go?
It went great. We sold out 4 shows, and thank you to all the Kevin and Bean listeners that came out to that. That was awesome. And the Ice House is an amazing comic club. Dr. Drew even showed up.
What?
Oh, that's great.
Because he's got a lot of extra time.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Did you give him a lap dance?
I tried. Yeah. I really tried.
He won't have it. I've tried.
He's so dreamy.
He certainly is. I'm so happy when Kevin and Bean fans come out to support you, because you are the one guy, you and your mortal nemesis, Jay Mohr, are the two comedians that we always like make a guarantee, like you will absolutely love this show if you go. And so far, no one has ever been disappointed, so I'm happy that they were there.
I'm not that positive, but I think Brad's pretty funny.
Thank you for that ringing endorsement.
Time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
What's going on? Well, Justin Bieber's the biggest douche that ever douched in the history of douches.
Yeah.
I know, but what's new, though?
What's new, though? Well, there's just a new reason why he's douchey. That happens a lot, I guess.
Now what?
He was at Beecher's Madhouse at the Roosevelt Hotel Sunday night, and that's a sort of a hot spot for celebrities. And he showed up, and TMZ is reporting that he showed up to flirt and be with Miley Cyrus. So he's allegedly going after Miley Cyrus right now.
I feel like those two are made for each other.
But well, what is he? What does she see in him, and what does he see in her?
Well,
that's a great question.
Funny you say that, because a listener tweeted me a photo of them.
Yes.
Side by side, their faces side by side.
Mm-hmm.
It looks exactly the same.
Meaning they're twins, separated at birth.
It's interesting
don't know it?
You should say that, because Miley kind of looks like a dude, and
yep.
Bieber kind of looks like a girl.
Yeah.
That's true.
I think you may have, like, you guys see behind the candelabra with
yes.
Liberace? Remember
right.
how he made his boyfriend get plastic surgery to make
look
him,
like him
look like Liberace?
Yeah.
I think it's one of those situations where they're so in love with themselves mm-hmm. that they found themselves in another.
I like it.
So they're looking into a mirror, basically.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Hey. Is she a complete douchebag, too? Because then that would be a perfect match.
Well, here's the thing. I don't even think she could keep. She can't keep up with Bieber's douchiness.
Well, no one could.
It's at an all-time yeah. high. Did you see his car?
Oh, the leopard skin one?
The leopard skin oh. Audi?
I had somebody tweet me that it's not possible that isn't Photoshop because nobody would do that. And I thought, you are so wrong.
You don't know the
this
levels at which Bieber would, at which he'll go.
It's a leopard print car.
It looks like if Precious was going to party in Vegas, the kind of pants she would wear.
I find that offensive.
Oh, my. So, I mean.
Another impression from Brad.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going to go on with the whole Bieber-Cyrus thing. I think maybe they're doing, like, maybe they're bringing their powers together like Voltron. Like, they're
yeah.
going to come together, form up, and form, like, Super Douche. You know, that could happen.
That could happen.
That could happen. We're all
We'd be
in
defenseless.
Trouble. Man, oh, it's going to be bad. It's like Power Rangers. here's what you do. Let's make some good news happen.
All right.
What about if I said there's pictures online of a reality star frolicking on the beach in her bathing suit? You'd be excited,
I'd
right?
I'd say, tell me more.
All right. Well, let me tell you more.
All right.
Honey Boo Boo's mom... June.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hope it's a bikini.
Oh, I hope it's just a one-piece, like, muumuu.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, no.
It's splendid. It's splendid. I mean,
no.
I'm talking Pam Anderson-esque.
Now, look, she's a big lady, but
she's a big lady.
Didn't we hear that she had lost a ton of weight in between seasons or something like that? That she'd gone on a diet and lost like 100 pounds? How does she look now, Brad?
She lost about one Brad Williams.
Okay. All right,
so she's 60 pounds.
Yeah, so she's still, you know, 400 and something pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of, but I mean.
Not swimsuit look yet.
And her family was vacationing in Georgia. She said it was the first time she's ever been in the Atlantic Ocean. Which is odd to me, because I'm pretty sure she came from a pod of whales. Pretty sure. That's where they got her. SeaWorld Orlando.
What?
SeaWorld Orlando is getting very excited. They're like, we got another one! Woo!
Just spotted.
I hope I got that right, pod of whales. I think I did.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to you for verification.
Of anything.
Kevin, what's a group of whales called? You know this one,
it's
don't
herd.
You?
It's a herd.
Herd?
Yeah.
Pod?
It's not a school. School or fish, right?
Yeah.
What are whales? Are they pods? That sounds right to me.
All right. Who says dropping out of USC will get you nowhere? I got a pod of whales, right? All right. Let's get to celebrity birthdays. Marv Albert, which you can currently hear on TNT calling the games, is 72 years old. Our good friend, actor Jason Mewes. Jay from Jay and Silent Bob is 39 years old today. Singer Robin is 34. Model Adriana Lima is 32 years old. Exactly. Actor Dave Franco is 28. And reality star and former Hugh Hefner girlfriend Kendra Wilkinson is also 28 years old
today.
Oh, my,
Kendra. You do have a terrific vagina.
Wow. I'm Brad Williams. I'm Pitter Patter on the Showbiz Beat.
Now that disco is back, Brad, you're going to be able to bring your moves back out, man.
Yeah buddy.
Those moves you had when you were DJ Fourfoot are going to be hot all over again. Dear Kevin and Bean, Jamie writes in, please tell Brad I can't wait to see him Friday night at the Aces Comedy Club in Murrieta, California. I am looking forward to my lap dance. Love the show. Oh. I even catch up on what I miss every morning on the podcast. Love you guys. That's from Jamie. So she's coming out to see you. Brad is going to be on stage at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club the weekend of June 28th and then the Ontario Improv on July 4th weekend. Do you give a lap dance with every performance, Brad?
You know, sometimes if I like the audience or if particular, there's just a busty girl in the front row.
Sure. Then all right.
Why not?
And how often do you take your shirt off on stage? Because it seems like that's the only videos you ever post.
I can answer that always.
Always.
Brad's podcast is called About Last Night. It's available on iTunes, and you can go to his website at bradwilliamscomedy.com. He's filling in one more time for the Ralph Garman Showbiz Beat.
Doing my best. And thank you to the Showbiz people for dropping these gems on me today.
What do you got?
The new Kanye West interview.
Oh.
This is just classic.
We can't stop talking about it. It's just it's amazing.
There's so many quotes. Bean, I think you have it in front of you, but my personal favorite, and he gives this interview in the New York Times, when asked about Kanye's future place in pop culture, Kanye says, "I think what Kanye West," speaking in the third person, "I think what Kanye West is going to mean is something similar to what Steve Jobs means. I am undoubtedly the Steve of internet, downtown, fashion, culture, period. By a long jump. I feel that because Steve has passed, like when Biggie passed and allowed Jay-Z to become Jay-Z."
So Kanye is now the king of the world in all those categories because Steve Jobs is gone.
Yes.
But when Steve Jobs was here, was he the king of the internet?
No, he was the prince.
And was he the king of dressing and fashion and all those other things?
I don't think. I know Kanye fancies himself a fashion designer, but Lisa, am I wrong? He's made no impact in that world at all, right?
No.
He doesn't have a fashion line that's successful. No. Nobody's wanting to dress like Kanye. The only thing that's happened is more celebrities are wearing their sunglasses indoors. That's the only result of Kanye being out there.
That's about it. I mean, he's comparing himself to Steve Jobs. Can you imagine if, like, Kanye made an iPad?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And it would just, like, interrupt you in the middle of playing Fruit Ninja. Like, hey,
I just want to say something.
Hey, I know you're playing Fruit Ninja, but I just got to say,
I'm going to let you get back to that in just a minute.
Angry Birds is one of the greatest apps of all time.
Kanye is one of those guys who I just have to say, I think he's crazy over here as a human,
sure.
But I love him as an artist, and I'm excited as hell about his new album coming out on Tuesday. Does not diminish my enjoyment of his music at all, knowing that he's basically a delusional jackass.
It makes it better for me.
Yeah.
Because I love delusional jackasses.
Sure. I mean, I don't know.
I'm all about that.
You hire me to sub for Ralph,
right.
So it makes perfect sense. Oh, my. Bean, what was his quote about what happened
about
with Taylor
about
Swift?
Taylor? They asked him about the instincts that sometime maybe lead him astray. They said, like the Taylor Swift interruption at the MTV Video Music Awards, things like that. Again, the question from the New York Times. Kanye's response, it's only led me to complete awesomeness at all times. It's only led me to awesome truth and awesomeness, beauty, truth, awesomeness. That's all it is.
So they were hoping he would say, looking back on it, with 2020, you know, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe that was the wrong. That's what they were hoping for.
Kanye has no regrets, guys. That's something else we learned in this interview. No regrets at all.
It only led him to awesomeness.
Just awesomeness.
He can't say this, but if I'm Kanye West, I have a lot of regrets, first of all. I've handled a lot of things poorly, but knocking up Kim Kardashian has to be near the top of the regrets list, doesn't it?
Gotta be number one.
Yeah.
Think about what his life has been like up till now and what it's going to be like from now on.
Once it's not going to be any
baby
different
with that woman. Oh, really?
Different. He's going to be on tour. She's going to be in California.
And I guess he can afford the child support, so it's not even like that's a dig on him.
Yeah. Now, was it awesomeness when he slammed his head against that parking sign?
See, that's a great example, Brad. That's maybe the one regret you should have, is that I don't watch where I'm going.
That was awesome, by the way. That was the best for anyone watching. The sound of that was bong. Perfect. Speaking of delusional celebrities, and I'm using celebrities in quotes for this next one, Farrah Abraham is in the news.
Farrah Abramson?
Exactly. She is out there in an interview saying that James Dean, her co-star in the movie Backdoor Teen Mom.
The porn star, James Dean.
The porn star, James Dean, really dropped the ball. He missed his chance to date her.
I can tell you that we've had James Dean in on this show to talk about her.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to have anything to do with her.
And no interest in dating her at all.
Zero.
Now, is she delusional and really thinks he wanted to date her, or is she just saying this for this exact reason that she's going to get more publicity?
Well, in this interview, she said that she felt that they had real chemistry in their porn tape.
I don't think she's that smart, B.
They got along so well. in the porn tape.
I scored, so he must like me.
Right.
Although that was sort of a given when they started, right?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, they both had to agree to that ahead of time.
He's only slept with over 1,000 women, but sure, I'm special.
Right.
No. And then this is, I'm thinking this is, she's trying to drop this as a indicator of things to come and maybe try to get a little more work. She says later, she thinks the only way that she will find true love is if a serious matchmaker comes in so that she and the matchmaker can psychoanalyze the guys before she dates them. And for me, that just screams, world, please give me a reality show.
I need a reality show.
Yeah. That's,
no one wants to date a crazy woman with a kid, right?
Well, Kanye is still dating Kim Kardashian.
No! No! Hey, Brad, I am so disoriented by having you do showbiz. Is that a full-size MacBook Pro in your hands, or is that just an iPad?
That is an iPad mini, sir.
Oh, wow, that's a mini?
It's a mini. My hand's huge. That's why I tell girls, if they're insecure about having small boobs, date me.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Small hands. Press those things together. And
they look so huge now.
Yeah! Let's go to town. And then, this is my personal favorite story. Shakira is in the news, everybody.
There we go. Oh, I hope there's an impression coming.
She's the hottest midget ever.
Is she like the queen of the midgets? Do you like all look up to her?
We do look up to her.
Straight to her. I mean, yeah. Isn't she like 4'11" or
she's
something?
She's 4'11".
Yeah.
I think she's legally, I think she can park in the blue space.
I believe so.
Wow. But, all right, what's she up to? I love her.
Well, she just gave an interview in the most recent Elle magazine and a new photo shoot with her post-baby body. And she gave birth in January to her son, Milan, and she's bounced back incredibly well.
Yeah,
just
she looks pretty good.
Ridiculously well. She talks about that. She talks about her marriage. And there's that. We actually have an audio clip.
What does she sound like when she talks about that? Come on, you can't laugh before the impression.
That's it?
Oh, no, there's more.
Okay.
I'm on tonight in the midst of life.
What's happening?
He's doing Hipstone Live.
Yeah. That's the audio clip. That wasn't me. I was just playing a clip from her audio interview.
Who keeps telling you can do impressions, Brad?
The fans want it. The same people that told me that it would be an awesome idea to grow a mustache.
Right. The same people that told Michael Jordan, no, baseball, you'll be good at that too.
So that's the more Shakira news.
Love
and
it.
Man, I'm just hoping that Chloe has some news so I can do a Chewbacca impression later. Let's get to celebrity birthdays, everyone. Sports announcer Marv Albert is 72 years old today. Our friend actor Jason Mewes is 39 years old. Jay from Jay and Silent Bob, happy birthday, buddy. Robin is 34 years old today. Model Adriana Lima is 32. Actor Dave Franco is 28. Reality star Kendra Wilkinson is 28. And our friend, KTLA reporter and furry, Allie McKay's birthday is today.
How did we not know that?
She's the queen of the furries. That's
true. She's the queen of the furries.
That's true.
Happy birthday, Allie McKay. I'm Brad Williams, and I pitter patter on the Showbiz Beat.
Thank you, Brad.
Thanks for
coming in today all day. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have Bruce Campbell from Burn Notice talking about their 100th episode.
Oh, my gosh.
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
We have Christopher Guest on the show tomorrow.
So excited.
I'm very worried about how excited Bean is.
Well, I mean, isn't he just one of the most creative, awesome filmmakers of all time?
Yes, but when you're this excited, things go wrong.
He was a six-fingered man in Princess Bride. Yeah.
He was that as well. Take it easy.
Yeah. Getting excited. I'm going to come back.
Brand new internet roundup. We have Dr. Drew on the program tomorrow, and Seth Rogen will be in studio talking about This Is the End tomorrow morning. I don't know.